We're going to be talking to the Jazz Cat in a moment. He'll be calling in from the Southern Cal area, and he was going to have his special guest today, Freddie Hubbard. However, due to circumstances beyond his control, he will not have Freddie Hubbard on today, and we will reschedule him for a future date, and he will come in with a different guest, and we'll find that out in a moment. About 5:14 p.m., listen for the Live with the Jazz Cats segment. On the line right now, I have the very popular Leroy Downs, otherwise known as the Jazz Cat, and his very, very popular segment, Live with the Jazz Cat, here on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, exclusively here. And if you haven't heard it before, he has a very active website, and you want to go to that website, which is www.thejazzcat.net. Remember, it's .net. And on that site, you will not only see, but also hear many of the interviews that the Jazz Cat has had on here on the Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio, including some of the jazz luminaries, as well as some of the up-and-coming artists, people like Carmen Lundy and Dee Dee Bridgewater, Diane Reeves, and Russell Malone, Ornette Coleman, Terrence Blanchard, just to name a few. And today, again, he has a special guest, and without further ado, I want to introduce Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. Leroy?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Good to have you back on again, and I'll let you make the proper introductions for your show today.
It's always good to be back on. I know you probably announced the other day that we were having Freddie Hubbard, and I apologize to those of you who were expecting Freddie for some reason today. Freddie Hubbard could not make it, but doesn't matter because there's so many other great artists that are out there. This one that I'm about to introduce right now, boy, I just saw him the other night play. What a wonderful, wonderful guitarist, vocalist. He's played with Herbie Hancock under the tutelage of Wayne Shorter, Terrence Blanchard. His name is Lionel Luicki. Lionel.
Hey, hi, Jazz Cat.
Yeah, what's happening, my brother? How are you?
I'm fine, you?
Oh, I'm beautiful, man. How's New York City?
Things going well, you know, just relaxing here, getting ready to my next trip, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned names. Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Terrence Blanchard, and there's so many other artists, and each of them give you such wonderful praise and hold you in such high esteem, man. This is truly a sign of your extraordinary talent.
Oh, thank you. I'm definitely lucky to be around those guys because, like I always said, I'm learning so much from them, and it's always a huge pleasure to play with them on stage or in the recording studio, you know, people like Herbie is my mentor, you know, like Wayne Shorter.
Well, how was it to work so closely with those masters of the music over at the Thelonious Monk Institute for Jazz Performance?
Well, it was great. Like I was saying, you know, it was a great learning experience to be part of the Monk Institute, which is for me one of the best, if not the best, music program out there, supporting the young artists and people who have their own vision on their instrument, music-wise as well. So for me, I learned so much from them, you know, from all those masters. I do have chance to know them better and share the stage with some of them, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely honored and happy to be around those legends.
Well, you know, you're a special talent, man. We know you were born in Benin, West Africa, and studied there, and in Berkeley, you studied in Paris, as well as, of course, the Thelonious Monk Institute. But all of the elements that you bring to the music seem to come from a natural evolution, man. When was it that you started to hone in on your individual voice?
Well, I really didn't think about, you know, finding my own voice, but it just came out the most natural possible way, because at the beginning, like everybody else, I have to you know, study how to take some harmony classes and you know, just know about the theory. But as soon as I would say right once I finished Berkeley, things were more clear in my mind for what I want to do musically and what kind of direction I wanna go. So for me, it was it came to me very natural, the most natural possible way. You know, so I never really think about, okay, here's what this guy is doing, what I should try to do and avoid, because I think we all are unique as a. Oh, every musician has something unique to say. So,
right.
For me, it's all about finding, you know, that line and try to develop from there, you know. And for me, it was right after Berkeley. I just think about. I was like, oh, okay, because everybody was telling me about my rhythm. Oh, you have a quite different approach on rhythm and. And I never really want to focus on that because for me it's natural.
Right.
But I was more thinking about, people telling me about, your harmony concept or your melody concept, you know. And I said, well, okay, the rhythm, I have to forget about the rhythm and focus on the other stuff, you know. That's what I keep doing until now.
The natural rhythms. This is Leroy Downs. You're listening to the segment Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. My guest with me today, Mr. Lionel Luicki. Now, I, as well as many others, just witnessed you play and sing. I don't really want to call it singing. It's more like a vocalese thing you did at the Hollywood Bowl the other night, and that was as a featured artist in the Herbie Hancock's band. And he really put you on the spotlight and let you do your thing, man. I believe Herbie calls it international music soup.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, Herbie, what can I say? I call him master, you know. And we just finished 2 months, two in Europe. And every time I play with him, he always gives me that spot, you know.
Yeah.
Where I just... You know, even when we have only one-hour show, he would tell me, okay, go ahead and do your thing. You know? And sometimes I'd be nervous. I'd be like, man, we have 1 hour, maybe, well, I'm going to try to keep it short, man. He always like, no, do your thing, you know, don't worry about, you know. I don't know, I'd be always in any kind of, because I play with him in all different kind of groups with headhanders or quartet, or you know, it doesn't matter. I always have that this little spot of, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, whatever I want to just play, you know. And Terrence, when I was with Terrence for 4 years, he always do that as well, you know. So I think those guys are really supporting. Whatever, they believe on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And they always give me a chance to express myself.
Well, those guys are the masters and the top in the business, and they recognize talent when they see and they hear it, and, you know, it's just beautiful for those luminaries to just step aside and, man, please do your thing, because, I mean, you learn from them, but believe me, man, we all learn from you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you can also, Lionel can also be seen on Herbie Hancock's brand new DVD. It's called Possibilities, and he's reworking a Sting tune called Sister Moon. How was that, man?
Oh, that was a great experience. You know, I remember Herbie calling me on the phone and telling me about the project. He said, I would love you to do this arrangement. You know, which we have like a spicy, some spicy from Africa, and of course, keeping the harmony like American music, and without without all, I mean, all the fans, all the Sting fans can still recognize Sting and the harmony, you know, so it was tricky. I was like, how do I gonna put all this together, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then he called me and he said, well, okay, are you ready? He wanted for a weekend, but I remember I was in the recording studio here in New York for the whole week, so I didn't have a chance really to do the arrangement. And I woke up Saturday morning because I knew he was gonna call me. You know, I woke up and then I did my homework. You know.
Yeah, man, you wanna do it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it came to me. The arrangement came to me very easily. You know.
Yeah.
Like I just take my instrument and play a few lines, and that's why how I always work, you know, go for my instrument and then go to the paper.
Yeah.
Some people do the opposite. But then we did the recording in Toronto, and I got a chance to meet Mr. Sting, and who really liked the arrangement, and he told me, well, in the future, he would love me to do the arrangement. And he even won me in his band for a tour, but I was already on the road with Herbie.
Right, right.
But that one didn't happen, but I'm sure it'll happen in the future, I hope.
Everybody wants you, man. Everybody recognizes that special talent you have. I'm talking with Leonel Lewicki. The show is called Life with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Now, you recorded with Terrence, Herbie, Charlie Hayden, Gretchen Parlato, Walter Smith, and you have a few discs out on your own. But there's a new project that's coming out, and I think you did one of the tunes at the Hollywood Bowl the other night called Virgin Forest.
Virgin Forest, yeah.
Well, this is, I talked with our friend Scott Galloway, who was a writer here in Los Angeles. And he said that you do a bunch of duo improvisations on that album.
That's right. Because I want to keep the music fresh, you know. I don't want to think too much about writing, but I like to play. And, you know, when I asked Herbie, he came in the studio to record, you know, he brought a few of my music we've been playing on the road. And I told him, well, I would love to try just to play, you know. And from whatever we did, I can choose, you know, whatever I think is right for the city. So that's what we did. We just played. With Herbie, I have two tracks on the new CD coming up. And it's all improvisation, you know. And with Ciro Batista, great percussionist, I did the same. But the whole concept of this record is I have 19 or 18 tracks, and each track has an intro, like prelude to the tune, and so all the preludes I record, not all, but most of them I record them in Africa. So the project has been a long project where I went to Africa to record, you know, all the intro to the songs, and they all relate to the song, of course, in melody, but it's only percussions and voices, you know, so, and then linked to the tune. So that's why I have, like, I don't know, 18 or 19 tracks, but it's a long project. Finally, I'm glad that I did it, and I hope people will like it.
Well, you know, you're an important character, man, because you're actually bringing, you know, two worlds together. You go to Africa and record these original indigenous rhythms. And did you write the songs around those rhythms, or you already had an idea for the songs when you...
No, well, some of them I have the song already, so I was thinking about the rhythm. And I was thinking, well, maybe this rhythm from this part of my country will pick me song, so, or vice versa. So it helped me to write, to compose the song or the rhythm together, so they so they can fit, you know. And harmonically, of course, the songs are more open harmonically than the traditional verse. So every verse, every traditional version is just a small image of what you can do with the traditional version, what you can do, how far you can go, basically. And yeah. For me, how far I can go is the other side of the of the sea. So it's basically going back home. It's basically where I come from. Music from, you know, my childhood and whatever I'm doing now. So all in this.
That's beautiful, man. Music from the motherland, inspired by your studies to turn out to be a globally connecting world music, and that's a wonderful thing, man. Lionel Luiki, the show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. You're listening to it right here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You know, I found a video, and I actually uploaded it to my site, so if any of you guys are listening to this interview and you got a computer next to you, you can go to thejazzcat.net and see the short clip of Lionel and two other members of his band. Tell me about the Gil Felma project and how you met those musicians.
Yes, we met a few years ago, 7 years ago, when I was in Berkeley. We were all in Berkeley. We all studied in Berkeley, and you know, our Berkeley is, we always have a session after the classes. And you know, from the first playing with them, we all knew automatically that this can go far because we have this connection. They've been checking different kind of music, African music, and the drummer Frank Nemec is from Hungary, so he's used to all the old meters. And my music is, you know, it's a lot of old meters, so he's very comfortable with that.
Yeah.
The bass player Massimo Biolcati is from. He's half Swedish, half Italian. Been checking as well other kind of music. Yeah. So, and then we all, you know, we all did the audition for the Monk Institute.
Yeah.
We all went to the Monk Institute for 2 years. And we moved to New York about 3 years ago. And I keep playing. So.
Well, you got to do that, man. You got to.
Yeah, you know, we have a band sound. That's all I can say. You know, it's not just like great musicians get together and play, but we have different chemistry, musically connection. You know, so
yeah. Well, you know, we hear your family, man. We hear your kids' background, you know, and it's interesting. When you play, you take your instrument to the boundaries and beyond by creating new sounds and new directions for sound. Do you find the guitar limiting for all the ideas that you have in your head?
Well, believe me, I'm always, you know, looking for sound. My family, my wife, she knows a little bit about it, because I always, you know, trying some weird stuff on my instrument, you know, using comp between the strings, see how it sounds, you know, just trying different things. I think the guitar is a complete instrument because it's a rhythm, and as well it's a very melodic, you know. But from the blues, so you have, for me, the guitar is a blues instrument. You know, and I think any blues player knows how to count, you know.
Yeah.
So the rhythm is very important, you know.
Yeah.
I always think that I can do... I think even if I was a piano player, I'm sure I would find something else, you know, because I always want to go beyond just the instrument. And guitar is perfect because it has a body. And I wish I have three hands.
Yeah, well, you sound like you play with eight, man. look, it was it's so nice talking with you. I know you're coming to at least Los Angeles down this way. You're going to be doing some duos with Gretchen Parlato down here. And, man, we just appreciate you and what you're doing with this music, man. You're not only opening up the eyes of all the musicians, but you're bringing worlds together, man, and the audience is able to, you know, see you, feel you, hear you, and understand, and they're taking some beauty home with them, so we thank you for that, man.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Lionel Luwicki on Live with the Jazz Cat. You've been listening to it on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Thank you, Lionel.
Thanks, Jazz Cat.
Yes, sir.
Cool, man.
I'll see you when you come down, man, for sure.
Thank you, Leroy.
You're welcome.
Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs with his special guest today, Lionel Luwicki, and we're going to play a cut from a CD back in 2003, Bounce, where Lionel did was not only on the guitarist, but also the vocalist on a Terrence Blanchard CD called Bounce on the Blue Note label, and you'll hear a little bit of Lionel on the vocals as well as guitar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary.
And if you want more information, you can go to the Jazz Cat site. If you missed it already, you missed a great website. Go to the site. Just check it out. It is thejazzcat.net. And believe me, if you're any type of music buff or jazz buff, you will certainly enjoy that site and the interviews, as well as this one here. You can tell there's a lot of information that you can glean, and the Jazz Cat seems to have all that information on his website if you're really, truly into jazz and music. We'll be right back with more from our For Locals Only show. Here's Lionel Luwicki on the Terrence Blanchard Bounce label CD, actually, back in 2003 on the Blue Note label. So let's listen to a little bit of that. We'll be right back. This is Gary Hamad. You listen to For Locals Only on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.